Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the 14th week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Lewis Mary Passeri. Sister Lewis Mary is a spiritual director and a longtime preacher of this podcast. Her preaching today is entitled, Welcome, Holy Spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, Behold, I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and simple as doves. But beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues, and you will be led before governors and kings for my sake, as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say, for it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will hand over brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures in the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to another. Amen, I say to you, you will not finish the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. The Gospel of the Lord. How honest and caring Jesus is to warn his followers of the suffering they would have because of their belief and commitment to him. He even alerts them in the reality of their being betrayed by their own family members, that they will be challenged to defend their faith in him. But having warned them, he is quick to assure them that they will not be alone, that the Holy Spirit will give them the words they are to speak. I suspect most of us have had an experience that proved Jesus' promise to be true. Haven't there been times when you were in a difficult situation and somehow the words just came to you and you knew God was with you and gave you what you needed at that time? Whether we are being challenged to defend our faith by strangers or family, whether we experience prejudice because of our faith, there are many occasions in ordinary life when we know that we are in need of help. In his book, The Always Coming Christ, Richard Rohr writes that Christ is always coming. God is always present. The Spirit of God is always swirling around us, keeping us awake and alert and alive. Our task is to be open to whatever comes our way and be willing to say yes, even amidst the things we don't want, and at any time of the day or night. Can you picture the Holy Spirit whirling around, ready to come to our aid, if we are only open and eager to receive the Holy Spirit and the help the Spirit offers us? God is ready to come to our aid in major issues and ordinary life situations. We have only to be open and eager to receive God's help and presence. Most often, our prayer to the Holy Spirit is, Come, Holy Spirit, and that is a good prayer. How would it sound to already know the Holy Spirit is ready and eager to come to us, and we are only to say, Welcome, Holy Spirit. Maybe this is the way we learn to be as wise as serpents and simple as doves, as Jesus tells us we must be. Dear Holy Spirit, I believe that you are present and eager to help me in every situation. Please help me realize your love for me and your eagerness to live in me, and help me to live as Jesus and all that want me to live. Be with me in every situation and know that I welcome you into my heart. Amen.